And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The coronavirus pandemic is requiring big individual sacrifices from just about all North Carolinians. All across our state, people are giving up their jobs, freedom of travel, and in many instances, putting their lives and health on the line every day to keep society functioning. At such a time, the last thing we need is for the always dissatisfied extremists in the NRA and their allies to start railing about modest delays in access to firearm permits. Amazingly, though, that's what's been happening in Wake County. When Sheriff Gerald Baker put a temporary common sense hold on issuing handgun permits to help curb the fast-growing crowds that have been gathering at his office to apply and thereby threatening their own health and that of his deputies, several gun advocates went ballistic, calling it a massive assault on the Second Amendment. These critics need to chill out. Eligible applicants will get their permits in due time. But for now, would-be gun purchasers need to understand that they, like everyone else in this extraordinary moment, may need to make some modest personal sacrifices for the common good. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.